This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Google is saying it's making changes to tackle the problem of spam appearing in searches. The problem isn't the pink wiggly meat product known as spam. It's the barrage of sketchy content created to game search algorithms instead of delivering on the search query. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
About a year ago, Seth McDaniel's newly adopted rescue dog, Fella, was throwing up, and he couldn't figure out why.
And so then I was Googling around at every single website that I was coming across. It was saying, oh, it's a terrible thing when your dog vomits. And then it'll just like go on how awful it is, like for your carpet and for the dog.
It was a lot of what he calls word vomit about dog vomit. McDaniel works in marketing himself, so he knows this trick.
The more that you can keyword stuff, relevant search phrases that people might be Googling, then the higher your article is going to appear.
The art of search engine optimization. Chirag Shah, an information science professor at the University of Washington, says Google's search algorithm considers factors like relevance, authority, or how often a site is linked to.
So there are all kinds of tricks that SEO plays. You know, some of them are desirable, some of them are just deceiving.
On the good side, for instance, a reputable news organization optimizing a headline. On the not-so-good side, AI-generated content summarized from other sites to steal their clicks, says Garrett Johnson, a professor of digital marketing at Boston University.
The problem is that generative AI makes long-form content easier to produce.
Now Google says it will downrank websites that produce, say, thousands of articles a day. It will also penalize sites that buy and repurpose recently expired domains, or those that sell space for spam. Google still dominates search, but ChatGPT is a threat, says Scott Kessler, technology analyst with Third Bridge.
The search marketplace may very well look pretty different in a couple of years.
Dog owner Seth McDaniel found a workaround. He started adding Reddit to his queries to find answers written by humans.
And the very first answer that popped up was just, oh, he probably gets hungry in the morning and that causes his stomach acids to, you know, flare up or whatever. And I thought, oh, well, I'll just feed him earlier.
Dog and word vomit problem solved. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.